Mike Renner for Katie Ikes Radio, another special community report. We've got Quit Week going on this week, and with Southwest District Health Unit, we've had Danelle Romanishin in today. And Danelle, thanks for taking time.
Thanks for having me.
You know, this week is an important week. It's called Quit Week. And what exactly is Quit Week? What do we get during Quit Week?
Quit Week is a statewide campaign. It's a partnership between ND Quits, Tobacco Free North Dakota, and local public health units. It highlights the free resources available to help individuals quitting commercial tobacco and alternative nicotine.
All right. So Quit Week, an important time. And, you know, with Quit Week now going this week, it raises awareness. And also there may be people out there listening, or you may know people that want to quit and don't know exactly about how that process can be helped. And that is one of the things, I suppose, that makes Quit Week so important.
It's an opportunity for users to set a quit date and utilize the free resources we have available, which includes personal coaching and medications to those that are eligible.
You know, we also have another thing that, you know, has become prevalent amongst people that use nicotine or smoke, and that's the e-cigarettes, the vapes, those kind of things. And they are highly addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you quit that or start a process during Quit Week for that?
Absolutely. No matter what tobacco product you're using, which includes e-cigarettes, tobacco is tobacco, you can quit through ND Quits or contact your local public health units or local healthcare facilities such as your clinics and pharmacies to work with a coach, a tobacco treatment specialist, and they will help you set up a personalized quit plan no matter what tobacco product you're using and for how long or how short a time you've used.
Well, you know, we'll look at the impact it has, too, and we don't know what the e-cigarette or the vape, those kind of products are for long term. But we do know with tobacco, there's some long term health problems that arise a lot of times. And I guess what are some of the things that do happen with long term use to tobacco?
Well, with long-term use, you can see the respiratory conditions that happen over time, as well as contribute to cancers with the carcinogens. With the vaping devices, they haven't been around as long, but we're seeing a lot of those same long-term health effects happening a lot faster. And e-cigarettes and electronic delivery systems, they're not regulated, so you don't know exactly what you're getting in each device. Some of those have labeled zero nicotine in it, although there's studies that show there is indeed nicotine in those products. Some of them have a high amount, a high concentration, which is equivalent to about 35 packs worth of nicotine in one handheld device. So whether it's the e-cigarette, electronic delivery system, chewing tobacco, cigarettes, you can utilize these free resources to help set up a plan to help you quit.
So if you're out there listening, folks, and you're interested in quitting, I guess what are some of the resources that people can use this week or any week during the year to help them quit?
Great question. This is our fifth year of Quit Week, and we've had an increase of calls since year one to the ND Quit Line, but there are these resources available year-round. So if you're not ready today or next week, but you're ready in 3 weeks or 3 months, that these resources are available, and to please utilize those. Through our local public health units and healthcare providers, we have tobacco treatment specialists. They are there to help coach you through the process and make a personalized plan for each individual. And then there's medications available to those who are eligible, and those help with the cravings and withdrawals. And even though both are effective individually, when you combine coaching and medication together, it more than doubles your chances of successfully quitting. And those are also available through ND Quits, which is a phone you call in through the quit line, or you can use it online.
Okay, so simple as ND Quits, and you can go to ND Quits, folks, or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's a pretty powerful phone number or web address, folks. And, you know, Danelle, at the Southwest District Health Unit, you guys have a team of people that work, mm-hmm. too. So you could call locally, couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. And no matter where you are in the state, you can contact your local public health unit, and they will direct you to a tobacco treatment specialist. So they will even help you enroll online through ND Quits.
Okay. Well, if anybody has questions on that process, didn't catch those numbers, you can call KDIX here at 225-5133, and we'll get that information to you. And, of course, Southwest District Health Unit in Dickinson here can also help. And we've been visiting with Danielle Romanishin, and you also not only work at Southwest District, I understand you're on the state board for tobacco quit?
Yes, I'm a board member on Tobacco Free North Dakota, the statewide coalition, as well as tobacco prevention and education at Southwestern District Health Unit.
Well, thank you, and everyone, what you do to try to keep people healthy and make us a little bit better here in North Dakota. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and please join us in Quit Week.
There you go, folks. That's Danielle Romanishin with Southwest District Health, and that's another special news story here on KDIX Radio. For KDIX Radio, this is Mike Renner.